station, your radio station, our radio station, 91.3 FM and 95.8 FM stereo.
Indeed, a good morning to our listeners, hoping that you're keeping warm. Focusing on the food aid program for the Autry community. Community member of Autry is Lauren Juris. Lauren, good morning to you, and we'll be chatting to Tracy in a while as well. That is Tracy Gander, the digital and funding or fundraising chief of Autry Can as well. A good morning to you, Lauren, and a warm welcome.
Good morning, Aisha. Thank you.
You're welcome. Lauren, you want to tell us more about Autry Can and how it all started out?
I've started Autry Can, the Community Action Network, in April.
Okay.
Excuse me?
No, you continue.
Sorry. Yeah, it's an action network where each area has the can. So if you have any problem or something that you want to know about a food parcel or electricity voucher, you can just contact me.
I would just love to ask the question, Lauren, since lockdown, have you come, you know, closer to your community in many ways and to know your community better? Was this an advantage through an act of disadvantage, one would say?
Before lockdown, I'm not the one who sits around and stuff. So, so when lockdown started, I saw that there is people in my community that really needs my help with food and stuff. But before lockdown, there was about 3 families that I used to feed out of my own pocket.
Okay.
I would cook a pot of food and take it to them. And when lockdown started, I actually had to go into people's homes and see the need for myself, because I saw that it's crippling our community, children asking for money. And then if I ask them, like, what would you like to buy, they would tell me, I want to buy food on Joe, I want to buy me a bread and chips to eat with. So then I decided, sorry, to go into the homes, and then we started the food program. So I went into the homes and identified over 100 families, wrote down all the details, and then people would buy them a ShopRite voucher or an electricity voucher.
I think that's absolutely amazing. So you actually, you know, go out and get these vouchers from people who can afford for those who cannot afford. And
yes.
The Autry area, how big, geographically, from which area to which area do you work when you speak about, you know, looking after people of Autry?
I work just in the area of Autry. It starts from the Wit Road on the other side,
yes.
Right to the side by George Way.
In George Way. Okay,
yes.
So just to get our people, you know, and our listeners, especially in the area, also an idea. So if they do have maybe to make contact with you in time as well. So we're going to have Tracy Gander online with us, who is the digital and fundraising chief of the Autry Can,
yes,
as well. Tracy, good morning to you and a warm welcome.
Good morning. It's a cold Cape Town day.
Indeed. And I think everybody's feeling the cold. I just got a message to say it's hailing somewhere as well. And as it drops down, it just disintegrates as well. So, Tracy, when we speak about, you know, fundraising, and I know before you could go out and, you know, hire a place to get some people to put up stalls and just create an atmosphere to raise funds. Nowadays, it's completely different. There's social distancing. There's none of these things can happen anymore. So how do you raise funds currently for Autry Can?
It's all digital campaigns. So we have several Backer Buddy pages. So we have one for Lola's Kitchen to get ingredients for our food kitchens, and sometimes we use up the food parcels when we run out. And we're running a Mandela Day campaign as well. We're trying to get enough funds to buy blankets and winter clothes for 670 kids. And we're doing 10 soft momos are planning a lovely lunch for the children in Otteru for next Saturday.
What has the response been, you know, with the digital campaign? Do you find lots of people buying into it? Do you find not too many people au fait with digital campaigning? Tell us more about it.
Well, there's definitely an increase because everyone is stuck at home. So I think internet usage has gone up since Corona. So that's good for me because I can't go out either. It comes in waves. It's more been what I've been interested in observing is just the psychological impact of lockdown from those who have a bit more and how seriously they've been taking the situation. I think at the beginning, everyone was panicked and they were, you know, buying our food parcels on our behalf. They just delivered to us.
Yes.
And then I think as, you know, the sun sort of comes out and they think, okay, maybe it's not so bad. People just bury their head in the sand and pretend it's not happening. You know, I'm sort of okay. You know, I've got a roof over my head, but I'm not quite earning what I was. But they're not thinking about those who don't have what you have.
Indeed.
You know, I'm very privileged. I sit in the leasing suburbs. I've got fiber internet and a roof over my head. And the bulk of our people don't have that luxury.
Indeed. Tracy, we do have Lauren online as well. So, you know, Lauren mentioned about the programs and also about feeding people, giving them vouchers and buying electricity for them as well. So just a question with regards to feeding people. Do you do it on a daily basis, Lauren? And, who cooks the food for you for distribution?
I only cook food twice a week. We also have other soup kitchens. Some of them do breakfast, some of them do lunch. And I do supper, but there is also more people who does the supper for them. I have my mom, my aunt, and my neighbors who also helps me during the day. Sometimes I'm at work, and then I have to cook. So they will take over and do all the cooking and stuff at home.
You have an informal settlement in the Otteru area as well. Is that also part of your, your feeding people?
No, it's not.
It's not. Okay. How can people make contact with you if they wish to contribute towards this program of yours?
They can do it on the Bekabadi page for Otteru Care, or they can email me at laurenjuris21@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. I'm laughing because I'm aishalatu21@gmail.com. We have something in common there, Lauren. Yes, it is indeed.
Yes.
Tracy, for those who are, like you said, privileged enough like yourself, you know, to go into this digital campaigning, how do they go about it if they wish to contribute?
The best is to go onto our Facebook page, which is at Otteru Can, with a C-A-N on the end. And from there, they will find links to our Bekabadi campaign. And we have a little web page with links off there as well. But that's, I think, the center point of everything we do is on Facebook.
I think that's absolutely beautiful, you know, and you can't do anything without women and what they do within communities. They have that heart and that wholesomeness to make sure that they're mending whatever is broken in our society. And may the two of you and all those working hand in hand with you, you know, be blessed with best of health to continue with this great work within community. Thank you so much to yourself, Lauren Juris, as well as to Tracy Gander for being with us on air this morning. That is the food aid program for Otteru Can community. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.